Rishu Belev Yapapisha Kol Adam Krishma Vesa Knesses Mitzvah Lekroisi Al Mitoseh. If we, even though you said Krishma by Maariv, if we pass on Rabbi Yechinun, Mitzvah Krishma that we say is not a Shmiru de Galocha, that's a Mitzvah you write to say Krishma at night time. So even though you said it once, then another thing before you go to sleep, after Shmiru, is to say Krishma Al Amita. Only Rabbi Yechinun Micro, we have the Rai for this. It says the Pasuk, Rigzod Yatechto, Imru Bavalchem Al Mishkavchem Vaday Mutela. But Rashi Al Mishkavchem means, or before Rashi, Imru Bavalchem, Imru Mashakosav Al Bavecho. They say the psukim of Krishna, it says Al Bavecho, Al Mishkavchem, Shinema Bishoch Becho, Vidoyma Bishinu Achrechem. So that's the Pasuk saying, say the psukim that it says Al Bavecho Krishna, Al Mishkavchem, it says the Pasuk of Bishoch Becho, when Vidoyma Sela, right before you go to sleep. Only Rav Nachman im tam chochem mu ein sorach. If you're tam chochem, you don't have to say this. So Rashi says, shirogu b'mishnosoi laster al gisosoi tamid daya b'kach. It's enough that you're always thinking and learning. That will be the shmirah for you. Omer Abai, af tam chochem dami boyle lemei machat suka. The Rashi, one pasuk you should say, to go in b'yod chav kidruchi padi soisi Hashem elemes. This is a tremendous shvach. That we give our neshama, Masho says here, you give your neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a pikotin every night and he gives it back to you. Usually when you give a pikotin to somebody, he uses it and you get it back, it's a little ruined. But by the neshama, it's full fakeh. You give the Eibishter your neshama, it's oyif, all famatted from the whole day's work, and the morning you get up all fresh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you back the pikotin, mamash fresher than he took it from you. I'm giving you my neshama, my pikadon, and in the morning you give it back to me with a fresh kite. About Birchas Hamapa we'll have later on in the Gemara. It's Gemara later. So, even though the Gemara says here, Mitzvah Kroisi Al Mitosai, the Miri says, Lav Daf, you have to say it on your Mita Mamish. It means some of the Mitosai. Because in the Santa, Rambam brings down Loch, he says, Kishiyichnas Odom Mitosai. Lisha, Mamish, when you're going into your bed, then you say Birchas Hamapol and Krishma. But our minigir to say a little bit beforehand. Before Birchas Hamapol, some people say that's only really Birchas Hashvach, the answer for Kasha. By Sukkah, it's brought down, you sleep in the Sukkah night, you don't make a brocha. Why not? Because it's a suffix if you'll be able to sleep. You're not for sure going to be able to fall asleep. So you can't make a brocha, it's a suffix if you sleep. So he asked the question, how can you always say Birchas Hamapol? It's also maybe you won't fall asleep. The Teresa, they say that Birchas Hamapol is a Birchas Hashvach. You're giving Shvach to the Eibusha that he created such a thing of Shina. So even if you don't really fall asleep, still a task to make the Birchas Hamapol. That's why someone not Makba, they say a little right before you go into sleep. Right. We'll see more about it later on. There's more about it. Omer Rab Levi Bach Chomer Omer Rab Shimon Ben Lakish. Noilom Yargiz Odom Yetzetay Va Yetzorah. She always have like a Mechomer. The Gros says it means if somebody sees the Yetzorah is coming upon him, you have to fight back with the Yetzetay. Shenema Rigzu, like fight back the Altechtor, don't do the Chet. Yazim Nitzchus Tam, you beat him up, you win over him, Mutav, good. Vyim Lav, you see he's stronger than you, Yasek Patera. Oysik and Torah, Shenema Imu Vavavchem. Imu Vavavchem means like learn Torah. In Nitzchus, you beat him, you win him, Mutav. Vyim Lav, Yikra Krishma. It's another school, say Krishma. Shenema Ramish Kavchem. Something you do when you go to sleep, that's Krishma. In Nitzchus Mutav, Vyim Lav, Yiskula Yema Misa. Remember the Yema Misa, Shenema Vaday Musela. The Masho says, Yisku Yema Misa, the Pshat is, you should know that's all the eight servants trying to do to you. He's trying to bring you to Yom HaMitzvah. If he wants you to do Chatoim, that you'll die because of that. So remember what the Yetzer is trying to do to you, maybe you won't listen to him. That's the B'day Musela. Trashi Yargiz Yetzer Toiv, Shiyasu Muchomim Yetzer, you have to fight. B'day Musela, Yom HaDomiya, Hu Yom HaMovis, Shudomiya Lomis, shall be very quiet. Yom Rab Levi Bachom Rami, Yom Rab Shimon Ben Lokish, Mai Dirsi, V'yetn Lucho, Es Luchoi, So Evin, Posik says, V'yatero, V'yah Mitzvah, Shekasati, L'roisam, yes, that's the pasuk. The Kosh Baruch Hu gave all these things to Moshe b'Sinai. So we dashin luchos elu aseres adibros. Torah ze mikra. Ze mikra Rashi says interesting. Chumish it's for only the chamisha chumshe Torah. She mitzvah likros b'Torah. It's a mitzvah to learn in the Torah. That's why the Gemara calls Torah mikra. It's interesting. The Masho says nishloshim mikra. That you're supposed to medayik when you say the chumish with the right nekudus and the right tamim, he said it's only by chumish. Because chumish chazal called mikra, called reading. You have to read it exactly every word right. Mashenke Mishne Gemara doesn't have this din of mikra. When you learn chumish, you don't have to be mavad, you're supposed to metchila, do you try your best. But you don't have to be makbid so much to read every word in the Gemara Mishnayis when it's the kudus, when it's tamin, because it's not called mikra. Mikra is only called chumash. Like Rashi, it's a mitzvah, the grace of a Torah. The ha mitzvah, zu mishnah, that's mishnah, it's a different zach. Rashi, she is tafik the mishnah. Asher kasarti el nevi'im ksuvim. Hey, see, mikra is not even nach. Nevi'im ksuvim is from a different place. Asher kasarti, it's not a chelik of chumash. Noi roysan ze gemara. Melamed, from his...
This comes to teach us, Shekulam nitnu l'moshe m'sinai. All these things were given to Moshe Rabbeinu
by
Hashem. When I call it Kriyishma Amitosev, you say Kriyishma before you go to sleep, is Kilo Oichas Cherer Shol Shtei Petiyus. You're holding a knife with two points to it. The other. And they say, because the Gemara later says the Mazikim are 1,000 on your right side and 10,000 on the left side. So you need a sword with two Petiyus, two edges to it. One for the right, one for the left. Shenema Apostle says, Renema is Kel Begrenem, we'll see what I mean, say Krishna. The Cherer Pefiyas Biyodim. Then you can have this sword, which has two sides points to it. So Rashi, Kilo Eiches Cherer Shostei Pefiyas Biyodim, Lahara Yesem Azikim, to kill the Mazikim. So the more of my mashm, what do you see from this, Renema is Kel Begrenem means Krishna. Alo Mazuki, Betena Rav Ashim, Reisha Din Yonah. From the beginning of the Apostle. The Yitziv, Yalvu Chassidim Bechovoy, the Chassidim are saying Shvach, Yiranu Noa Mishkavoysim. What are they saying? Things about the Mishkavoysim, that means Krishma. Well, Ziv Basra, right after that says, Renu Mais Kel Begrenim, they have the Shvach in the mouth, the Cherif, the Fiyas Biyodim. Therefore, they have this Cherif. So, Amishkavchem, what we say by going to sleep, by Krishma, that's the Shmir, to have this knife of two sides, sword with two sides. The Yom Rav Yitzchok, Kol HaKoyle Krishma Mitosoi Mazikim Dil Himenu. Take away Mazikim. Shenemar Uvnei Reshef Yagbil Uf. Bnei Reshef means the Mazikim will be picked up from Uf. V'yein Uf Ela Torah. Uf means Torah. So they're saying Krishma Torah is protection from Mazikim. Shenemar Hisoyef Enecho Boy, pick up your eyes. V'yein you don't have it anymore. So Rashi says it means Hisoyef Enecho Boy. Yitzichvu Sagaratu Enecho Batorah Himashakechus Himenu. If you're not going to stand to learn Torah, you're going to forget it. So this book is talking about Torah, and it says, oi, so writing Gemara, V'ein Reshef Ela Mazikim. Reshef means Mazikim. Shenema Mesei Rov, or there'll be hunger, L'chume Reshef, will become the Reshef, the Ketev Muriri. That's all different types of Mazikim. So now the post before says, U'B'nei Reshef, is how do you get away? Mazikim, Yagbiyu Oif. It's picked up through Oif, means Torah. Therefore, if you say Krishma, it protects you from the Mazikim. Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Kol Oisik Bat Torah is Yisurim Medinim Hemenu. If Yisik in Torah protects you from Yisurim. Shenema says in the Postik, the same Postik, or B'nei Reshev Yag Biyuv. Hey, B'nei Reshev, we'll soon see Reshev can mean two things. It can mean Mazikim, and it can also mean Yisurim, pains. And Yag Biyuv also means Torah. The Yainuf Ela Torah. Therefore, Torah protects you from Yisurim, and it also protects you from Mazikim. Shenem Rishoyef Enecha, pick up your eyes, boy, the hand was not there. Now, V'yein Reshef Ela Yisurim. So, who is the spirit? Before we said Reshef means Mazikin. Now we're saying Reshef means Yisurim. So, soon say it's no spirit, it means both. Shenem, the apostle says like this. Mizei Rav, there'll be hunger, Luchume Reshef. So, Rav means Yisurim, or Luchume Behat Reshef. So, you could dash from Reshef on the words before, it goes on Yisurim. And the end of the apostle is, Reshef Eketem Riri. Ketem Riri means Mazikim. So the word Reshev could be Nidrash with the words before it and with the words after it. So we're dashing both ways. Hey, Reshev could mean Yisurim al-Rov, and it could mean Mazikim at the end of the process of Ketem Riri. So with terror, protection from both, from the Mazikim and from the Yisurim.
All the Mazikim are forced for Yisurim, no? I
mean, they're two different things. Mazikim, special Mazikim. Yisurim means you get sick and you get pains. That's Yisurim.
Don't the Mazikim bring that about too?
A different way, different type of things though. Different. Omar, we'll see later what they do. Omar Le Rabbi Yechinim. Ho, I feel to make a Shabbos Rabin Yerdinoif. Even little kids know this. The Shenemar says in Chumash. Vayenurim, Shemoyah Tishma, Lekrim Hashem Lekecha, Vayosher Ben Atasi, Vadav, and the first Vashemat, the Kohukov, is called Amata, Shanti Mitzrayim, Lekrim Lecho. And he said, if you listen to Hashem, you won't have any machwa. You won't get sick. Ani Hashem Rafecha, Hashem is right for you. So Rashi learns the Kashmir is what do you have to bring down a Poskin Eve for? Has even Tinaitis that didn't learn Eve yet, but Avi they learned Chumash, they also know this Yisurim, that Torah is not to you from Yisurim. Elor, the Mormon is like this. Rebbe could learn Torah. The Yehna Oisek, he doesn't learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe you love Yisurim Mechorim V'Yerchim. It brings upon you bad Yisurim. That's the Chiddush of this Pasuk. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk, Nelamti, Doimiyah HaKshaysi Mitoiv, I kept quiet from Toiv, means from Torah. The Choyiv Nechel, I got very bad pain. Now, V'Yehn Toiv, it says he kept quiet from Toiv. What does Toiv mean? Ela Torah. Shenemar, Kilekah, Toiv, Nesat Lechem Torah, Siyatai Zoidim. So tell me, if you don't learn Torah, then you get Yisurim. Omer Abzeri V'Tem Rabbi Chanina Ba'Popo Bo V'Ro Shloi Kim Yezer Kodesh Boko Minut Bosa V'Dom Midas Bosa V'Dom Midas Bosa V'Dom Odom Moicher Chaitis Tachaver. If somebody sells something dear that he owns to his chaver, is Moicher Otsev. Even though the Moicher got money, he still feels bad, he gave it away. For the Keach Tomech, for the buyer, it feels happy. Of the Kodesh Boko Reina came Nostal Nem Terel Yisrael, he gave Kai Yisrael Terel. This Tomech, he's very happy about it. Shenema kilek achtei nasat lechem terosi atazoidu. So the right is that Kosh Baruch gave it to us, and he said, don't leave it, like he wants us to be Eisik in it. So now if you sell it and you feel bad, you don't tell Mekeach, like, be Eisik in it so much. Like, you can't take it. But Kosh Baruch is fakert, he gave us the Torah, and he wants us to learn it. Omer Rav Avitain Rav Chizda. In Roy Yerodim, she is surim boil of love, you see you have bad, you surim, bad pain, things are going bad, it is fast to the mitzvah. Look into your ma'isim, it's time you're doing some chet, and because of the chet, you get this oimish. Shenema nach basod, v'cheinu v'nach kerva. V'noshuv ad Hashem. Tishpesh v'lemot, let's say you checked over all your ma'isim, you didn't find any chatoim you're doing, then yitlub a bit of terva. V'tolim, it's time it's because of a bit of terva. Shenema, the prophet says, Ashri agev ashet yesrenu ko, because Baruch Hu gives you yisurim, v'mitzaroth kuslam denu. You learn it out from terva. That means v'tolim in terva. So Rashi learns, Shashi Tishpesh on the left side. Tishpesh le motza, lezashi le motza. Avera biyodo shebishvila ruy nisran halal lovely. You didn't find an avera that's right for you. These yisurim should come. And may yisoschas mazd like this. Usually, Kosh Baruch Hu gives us yisurim. It's mida keneged mida. Like if you do something wrong, you talk a lot of lashon hara, you get something wrong with your tongue. So if you get such yisurim, you should know it's because you did this chet. Let's say you get certain yisurim that you did with your hand. You didn't do any chet at all with your hand. So the zoi, why did you get this chet for? Like the kasher is, everybody has some chetoyim. What do you mean you check yourself, you saw you have no chetoyim, you don't know where it come from. And it says, yitlub bitul terah. So the question is, bitul terah is also a navera. Like what's the chiddush? So you know the chiddush is, you don't know how to be told you need to connect a leader. Usually from the yisurim you can see what you did wrong. Here you didn't see what you could do wrong. The parents is bitul terah. If you're bitul terah, anything can happen to you. So then don't have any kashas why you got such yisurim. Other first one on the pshat is that if you don't know what you're doing wrong, the pshat is not because you didn't learn enough. If you learn, you know what you're doing wrong. So you're telling you bitul terah because you didn't learn enough to know what you're doing wrong. But if you know what you're doing wrong, there won't be any kashas what you're doing wrong. So the Gemara Vyim Tolo Vloid Vorsa, a big tzaddik, has no chaperim at all, is Yiduah Shem Surim Shalava Hein. There's such a Yisoid of Yisurim Shalava. So Trashi, Yachirish Rashi, Yisurim Shalava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyasov Elam Azeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Yisurim on this world, but Loi Shum Oven. That's a Farish Rashi. A lot of Mepharshim brings it and says, no, Hashem never gives an Einish without a Chet. Rashi learns, no, it's possible Yisurim Shalava, even though you didn't do any chaperim at all. Why does Hashem do it? To give you more schar elam abor, more than you would deserve. It always brought down, if you do a mitzvah, bitzar, it's mamash kineged 100 times for like bitzar. So if you have yisurim, and still you do the mitzvahs, you get much more schar for it. So sometimes Hashem gives the tzar that yisurim just today, he's got a lot of schar back. Shenem Marapotik says, Ki es asher yoav Hashem yichiach. Whoever Hashem likes, he gives them yisurim, such a midah. So the player speaks out, it's not the pshat Hashem is mean, Hashem likes you, gives you Yisurim. Habad is only if you're Tevelot, and we'll soon see, they're Mekablet B'yav Ruf, the Tzadikim. If you're not Mekablet B'yav, it's not called Yisurim Shalava. I mean, they're Mekablet, and they know they're getting much more back for it, so Hashem does it to you. Omer Rovir, Omer Rav Sarir, Omer Rav Huna. Kol Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Chesed, wherever Hashem likes you, Matev Yisurim. Imamish gives you Yisurim. Shenema V'Hashem Chofet, Da'akai HaKholim. But Hashem likes, he puts a lot of chayim and sicknesses on you. Yochla, I would think, I feel like kibla meyava, even if the tzadik is not in the kabbalat meyava, you also get it? No. Tamanoy me tostum oshrim nafshoy. It's like a korban oshrim to your nefesh. Ma Oshem, just like a Korban Oshem Ladat, you can only bring Korban Oshem Idaitoi, Bar Kochov, you can't force to bring Korban Oshem, his Af Yisrim is only Ladat, it's only Ladat. Vim Kibna, but if the Tzadik is Mekabalit Meyavram, Mas Chavar, what's the Tzchar, but if you Mekabal Yisrim Shalavram, Yira Zera Yarech Yomim, you'll have children and they'll live very long. From the Yoid, El Shatamudim is Kain Biyodai, that you be Zoycha to remember the Torah. Shenemar, the chayfet Hashem, but that's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu like. The yoda yitzlak in your hands will be matliach. Means you remember the Torah. Those are the mashur. What does Hakadosh Baruch Hu like? What's the chayfet Hashem? That's Torah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu likes the Torah. So therefore, if we're going to mekabel Yisroim Shalavom, we'll get Torah. We'll be matliach in Torah. For the more pligi bar of Yaakov Baridius Machlekes, Rav Ada Bar Chanina, Chadam Na'elohen Yisroim Shalavim. How far did Yisroim Shalavim go? Kol Shein Zem Bit Torah. They are only providing that doesn't stop you from learning. But if this Yisurim are going to stop you from learning, that can't be Yisurim Shalava. Not Mestav, Hashem will stop you from learning. Shinema Ashrei Geva Shef Yosenu Ko, or Mitaros Mislam Denu, but you can still learn Torah. That's called Yisurim Shalava. But if you can't learn Torah from it, it's not called Yisurim Shalava. The Sum Sinema Beis, if Yerichan Dinsa Chonet, if Yerichan says, even if it stops you from learning Torah, it's still called Yisurim Shalava. Because the cloud is, you only could learn as much as you could, like Yechad Amabar, Yechad Amabit, so you try, if you can't, you can't. That's not called any, it's no chsur, it's no avla, and it's still called Yisroim Shalava. But this man Yama holds no. If it's stopping you from learning Torah, it can't be Yisroim Shalava. The Chad Omar, even Eino Hen Yisroim Shalava, called Shemba Bittu Tzvila. Abi doesn't stop you from davening. If it will stop you from davening, it's not established to be Yisroim Shalava. Shinema, Boruch Lekin, Ashelahesit Filosei, the Chaz Demiti. If Hashem never stopped me from davening, Mashmir, from the tefillah you can't, from your sickness you can't daven, it's not called Yisroim Shalava. Omnu Rababa, Bredu Rab Chia Barabba, Hochi Oma Rab Chia Barabba. Om Rab Yechanan, Eilu the Eilu Yisroim Shalava. Oh, he thinks that. He says both of them are called Yisroim Shalava, even though it stops you from davening, even though it stops you from learning. Shenemar, Ki Es Hashem Yoav Hashem Yechiach, Hashem likes to give you Yisroim. Ah, you can't daven, so you're potter. Ah, you can't learn, you're potter. You're an honest now. And the math I'm learning with the Rosh Hashanah Deinu, what does the Pesach say? You still learn Torah. Our Tikri Salam Deinu means we should learn it. El Talam Deinu means it teaches us. That means the Torah teaches us this Yisoy. Hey, Zobah Zeh, this Yisoy that is Yisurim Shalava, the Rosh Hashanah Deinu. We learn it out from the Torah. That what that Yisurim is good for you. Kavuchayma Mishain Zayin. It's a Kavuchayma from the din of an Eved Kenani. If you own an Eved Kenani, and the other knocks out his tooth or knocks out his eye, the Eved Kenani goes out free. So the Kabuchayma, Ma Shein Zayin, just by knocking out his tooth or his eye, Shein Echad Nevor Shalodim, it's only one Eved of the person. Eved Yoytzibahem Lecheris, and Eved goes out free. So Mashal learns the Pshat is the reason why the Yisrael of an Eved Kenani started for the Chom, that Chom did a Chet. So Mamish, it's a Chet, like that there was a Klola to Kenan, you should be an Eved. So every Yevet Kanani has this Kolola, has this Chet of Kanan. So when he gets Yisurim, if he gets his tooth knocked out or his eye knocked out, the reason why he goes out free is because he has a Kapara from his Chet. So once he has a Kapara from his Chet, he goes out free. So it's a Kavachayna, that Yisurim, a person gets sick, that his whole body is sick, he's sick and dead, Shemamartim Kogufa Shalodom, that I'm going to get your whole body sick, some sicknesses, the lack of kamal the kamal that avada it's a refuah for your whole body, like it's mechapel on you. So I know the Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish. The Yom Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish near my bris the melech. It says the word bris like a cut by melech. It means by the melech from the kavonos the salt. But near my bris the yisurim, near my bris the melech. They say the loisashkis melech bris. Never stop putting the salt on the kavonos. The near my bris the yisurim. It says any divrei a bris. The next Lakish ma bris on the melech. Melech Memotekes, that's Abosor. What do you put salt in the meat for? It's Mesak in the meat. It works it out. It makes the meat better. Is Av Bris, Amma B'Yisurim, the same thing when a Yid gets Yisurim, is Yisurim Memartim Kolav Neisr Shalodim. Yisurim takes away your Avonis. As Ramesh Memarakit. Ak Tekach, the Goynes, the Kuras Notushtel. Salt, when you put into meat, it makes the meat much better. It's Mesak in it. The Chura Yisurim, it's not misaking you, doesn't make you sweet like, it just takes away your chet. Whereas like the Zizkite, like when you put salt into meat, it's misaking it, it makes it much better. Zot Enechnami, after you get Yisurim, so it's not like Kishchiyotim. Yechatoim come into Kriyas for you. So Duch Yisum, your mamish change over the Chet into like mitzvahs now. So it's mamish, it's a good thing for you. But Markin collaborates with Shalodim. Rabadim, nobody asks for Yisurim. A copon of a person does get Yisurim, he has to know, it has a mile to it. That it takes away Yechatoim. It's Mamarkin collaborates with Shalodim. Tanya Reb Shim Ben Yechoyoyim. Sholosh Maton is paid for the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, three good presents. The Kudum went to Eloi the Yisurim. You only got the Yisurim. Eino Heim, Torah, Veretz Yisrael, Oilo Mabu. Torah, Minan, how do we know Torah was given with Yisurim? Shinema Ashri, Ageva, Shef Yosei, Noko, Umetiroz Kuslam Deinu. Hey, from learning Torah, you learn, you get Yisurim. Is, I want to say, from the first learning, the Pshan, the Pasuk is, Ashri, Ageva, Shef Yosei, Noko, means everybody has to get some Yisurim. When everybody has Chatoim, you have to get some Yisurim. Is a mitzvah from Dino Halavai you should get Yisurim to learn Torah. I'm all to come to Shir, it's Yisurim. You can be home doing something else, it's easy to be home. You have Yisurim by coming to Shir. Sha'asra Ashrei, if you take Yisurim by learning, being a masmid, staying up late, getting up early, you get two things. Zai, you got the Yisurim. You won't have to have all the Yisurim, you won't have to get sick. And these Yisurim are much better for you. Like the Chai you get from learning Torah, the Yisurim is 100 times better than without Yisurim. Let Yisurim be in learning Torah. Halavai, all Yisurim now should be in learning the Torah. Eretz Yisrael, Dichtiv, Ki Kasher, Yatsir, Rishas, Bnei, Hashem, Lakechem, Yatsrecha. That's part of the talk about Eretz Yisrael. His Christ only got Duch Yisurim. So Mashor's Mazda, these things is that, although you can think Torah is Gavaltika, Gashmias, like you have a lot of Anor from it. Eretz Yisrael has a lot of Gashmias, the Peris are tremendous. So you would think when you go to learn Torah, to soul for the Gashmish, but you have a Norvit. The prophet says, no. If the Gashmish, you have Yisurim by getting it. Hey, the Iker of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah is the Ruchni Shabbai. And the more Yisurim you have, that like takes away the Amnor of Olam Hazer, and it's more Dom Lishmo. Look, see, Basri, Ki Hashem Akech Mevich, El Eretz Teva, Tevas, Yeh Tevas. For Olam Habo, Harim Olam Habo, it's with Yisurim, the Yisir, Kiner, Mitzvah, Torah, Or, V'derechayim, Techechoyt Musa. As you get the Berach Chaim, Perchus Musa from Techoch and Musa, means Matin Zich, doing a hard Avodah, that's how you get to Elam Haba. Shrashi of the list, Rashi of Derech Chaim, a Chayim Elam Abo, Hebam or Techoch is Musa Liyodim. And to get there, you have to go through Musa. By the Tony Tona Kaimed Rav Yechim, Koloi Sekba Teiro of Gmilas Chasodim, of the Koyver as Bona, Rahman Lathani, he has to be Koyver as kids, die on him and he's played with him is Moichim Rakov and Oysa. That's like also a type of Yisurim Shalava that you have a Mechila on all your Avoyim. Omele Rav Yechnen Bishlei Metoru Gmulus Chasodim. I have Sukkim for that. You see the Chesed V'yemes Yichup Arodim. Heit with Chesed Nemes is a Kapol for the Chatoyim. What does Chesed mean? Zu Gmulus Chasodim Shenema Roidiv Stoker the Chesed Stoker the Chesed Yim Tzachayim. That's what chesed means. So, the chesed you give us on Shneem, where is the stock of the chesed? Yom Tzachayim, stock of the chovet. Yes, the stock of the chesed, so part of the posse. Emes, what does Emes mean? Zutar, Shneem, Emes, Kono, V'al, Timko. So it's good when the posse says, the chesed of Emes, Yechup HaRavim, that means learning Torah. And doing chesed, that's Mechap Ranoi Ravonis, that's good. For the Mori, Alekoyver, as born of the nine, how do you know for this thing, that you have a son, and he dies on you. You have to clear him, you get kapara. Tone la Yehusaba, Mishulam Shim ben Yechoi, ask you of an oven. I want to the postic of an oven. Ksiv Hosa, in this postic, the Chesed, the Yemes, Yechupa oven. Says the word oven. Ksiv Hosa, Mishalim, oven, oven, Achet Benayim. That from the children, the father, it says Lashon oven here. And so from the children, the father has his kapara. So by being clear, you're born, that's a tremendous kapara. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Nigoyim, Ubonim, Eimim Yisurim Shalava. So Pash, the first man Yom says, if you have to bury your child, you get a kapora, because that's called Yisurim Shalava, it's a tremendous kapora. Rabbi Yechanan says no. Nigoyim, that's when someone gets Nega, he gets Nigoyim, so he comes to Mitzurah, Ubonim, or else he has to bury his children, he says Eimim Yisurim Shalava. For the Gemara Nigoyim, no, is that true? For Tanya, Komi Shiesh Bei Echad Miyaba Maris Nigoyim Alonu, Ein and Elam is Beach Kapora. If there are four different Maris, how you could have a Nega? So it says if you have any one of these Negoyim, it's a Mizbeach Kapora, you have a Batra Kapora. And the Gemara, Mizbeach Kapora, every stack of true, you have a Kapora like a Mizbeach, of Yisur Shalav Elohevi. And Yisurim Shalav is a bigger madrega. That's like Yilechel HaKol Avanaisa, that shows that Kosh Baruch Hu loves you, he's so close to you, that you don't have by Negoyim. Vibo Yiseino, Holon Volu. Holon Volu, who's the Trashi? Trashi Holon Volu. There's Yisrael, Shorei Choyma Mekudashois, Bom. And there's Yisrael, they have Kedushat Ere Choyma, Umetzoyra Toin Shinuach. Chutzlin. The law is if you mitzvah, you have to leave your house and go out of chutzla machne. So the zoy, that's any yisurim shalava. That's not called yisurim shalava. That's such a big tircha. A tzaddik has to leave his house and move out until he gets better. That can't be yisurim shalava. Now shenkin and bovel, the trashi she'im tuni shiluach. If you have negoyim and bovel, there's no shiluach. Name is back upon him yisurim shalava. That could be yisurim shalava. Like nobody knows about it, just you. So that's called yisurim shalava. The boy is saying no, for Bitsina Hobasahesia. Case one is Bitsina means it's only a shirt like a place where nobody sees it. So that could be Yisurim Shalava. Hobasahesia, it's in your faith, everybody's going to see it. That's a tremendous busha that you became a mitzvah in a place everybody sees it. So that won't be Yisurim Shalava. That won't happen to a tzaddik. That's why it's no spirit. It depends where you got this negoyim. If it's open, everybody sees it, that's Tama Anonish. You'll get a kapara, but not Yisurim Shalava. If it's Bitsina, then it could be Yisurim Shalava. For the Gemara now, Ubonim Loi is the true of Yechon says that to bury your children is not called Yisurim Shalavam. Hechidom. How are they talking about?
Why Befarhesia not? I'm just wondering.
What?
Why Befarhesia
is not taking it? Because too much of the Busha. Everybody sees that your Mitzvah Hashem would do that to a Tzaddik. The same way Yisurim Shalavam happens only to a Tzaddik. There's such a big Busha because Shamastav Hashem would do it to a Tzaddik. It's something privately just that you're Makabal upon yourself that Hashem would do to you, but not to embarrass you so much. For the Gemara, Bonim Loi, burying the children is not called Yisurim Shalava, Hechidom. Eli Medahavi, Lua Mesa, if he has a child and he had to bury him, even that's not called Yisurim Shalava. For the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Yechanon used to always going around telling people, that when he went to Menachem other people, he used to have a little bone. They say, Dim Girma, this is a little bone, the Asira Bir of my 10th child. But the Yechanon had 10 children, 10 boys, and they all were Mesa on him. And he buried all 10 of them. He used to go around for the 10th child, a little bone, to show people, like to Menachem them, say, don't feel so bad. Somebody's mate in your family, I went through 10 of them already.
Mommy shared a bone too?
Yeah. So, what's the kasha of the Trashi? Trashi, din gorma the Asiri, beer, Trashi, ze etzem, a little bone, shall then Asiri shemesle. So, Rashi's beer, Trashi, kumoi bar, vetsar, etzem, pochus mixer, a very small bone, less than a sar, so it has no tumor to it. The men of the Sidrei, Lagmas Nefesh. One shot used to always carry around, Lagmas Nefesh. So Rashi, you say here is the Gavra Rabba, Kreb Yechanin, Loiboya Lo Yisurim Shleim Shalava. That's what Rashi learned the Riot in the Gemara is. It's not Mustava Rab Yechanin, Tzadik Rab Yechanin would get any Yisurim if it's not Yisurim Shalava. But since Rab Yechanin got these Yisurim that had a bury his children, it's Zichel Raya that is called Yisurim Shalava. That's the way Rashi learns.
How can you not include that little bone?
Yeah, that's a good kasha. That's why some of us should learn it's tooth. And some learn the tooth came out right before it was made even. It's a good kasha, yes, Kim. It could be, but Rashi Sheep will be right then that Tochus Megasor, there's no Chiyut Kfur on it.
Okay.
Yeah, going to Rashi. Place is the place, yes, the kasha in Rashi. Look at the place of Om Rabbi Yechon. Pirish Rashi, Lodom Choshek Rabbi Yechon, and Mestavah Lehevi Yosum Shalavah. The Taimah. The master Deichad will heavily burn him clearly. Have Yisurim Shalava. The Mora says, if you don't have any children at all, that's not called Yisurim Shalava. Fractus is a lot of tzaddikim have no children at all. Come to say, how did Hashem give them Yisurim? It's not called Yisurim Shalava. So therefore, Tzaddik learns the Yisurim Shalava. Don't get tired. I'm going to look at the Alma Midhevi Rogel and Nachem Acherim Bekar. So we have Yisurim Shalava. I learned that since he used to go around, be Menachem Ovel, tell people about it, it's right with the Yisurim Shalava. Because if it wasn't Yisurim Shalava, he wouldn't go around telling people. Like, it's not a nice thing to tell over the Yisurim you got. But if it's Yisurim Shalava, then it passed to tell over. So you see, Rabbi Yechanan used to tell everybody about this tent of Menachem Ovel. It's right, it was a Yisurim Shalava. So the Gemara and the Teretz is like this. Eloho Adeloi Hevelei Klau. For all the Hevelei Yemesu. If you never had any children, it's Taki Yisurim, but that's not called Yisurim Shalava. But Shaykin, if you had children and you had to be crazy with them, that's called Yisurim Shalava. Trashid Ebel Ubonim Onesu, Hevel Yisurim Shalava, Shehavelis Mechaperus Alavonesu, because Havelis is Mechaper on your Avenis. But then the Shvichut, the Shvei Rashi, observes, love to ask for your kid. I mean, you sit, or you sit in your novel for anybody, for your father, for you have seven craven that you sit Avelis for. So whoever you Avelis is Mechap for you. Rashi's Mashma just, the Avelis is Mechap for him. Like, why to ask for your son then? Any Avelis is here, the Chur is Mechap for him. Right, stop here.